Hello, my name is Darren Hanesian. My colleague Angelo Perna and I, for the Fundamentals of Engineering Design program at NJIT, developed a module in the siting and the process design of a municipal wastewater facility. We worked in conjunction with the civil and environmental engineering faculty in developing this interdisciplinary program. The introduction is that during the last decade, the incorporation of design concepts into the freshman year has gained widespread acceptance in the United States. These were sponsored by the NSF National Science Foundation Educational Coalitions. New Jersey Institute of Technology is part of the National Science Foundation-sponsored Gateway Coalition, consisting of 10 engineering schools. The program intentions were to move the exposure of students to design concepts traditionally given in the senior year capstone design courses into the entire undergraduate curriculum, beginning with the entering freshmen. The response to the needs of industrial colleagues, faculty, administration, and students were taken into consideration in developing these courses. The goals of the administration was to maintain student retention, to have curriculum revision, and to have engineering design up front, to expose students to the various engineering disciplines available to them. The goals of industry were generally satisfied with the technical skills of students, but they felt the communication skills were lacking, and they wanted an improvement in the oral and written communication skills that the students had at graduation. They wanted students with computer abilities. They wanted students to be able to be a part of a team, to be team players, and to be off and running. They wanted the students to start a job immediately as they came on site and take on a project. The instructors' goals were the technical aspects of design, the teamwork concepts, report writing, and oral presentation, and real engineering exposure for our students. And our students' goals were interesting and exciting programs. They wanted these programs to excite them. They wanted exposure to engineering early, and they wanted to acquire experience with a minimal effort. The objectives that we had, the overall objective, was to enable freshmen to work on real engineering problems at the start of their education and not only in the traditional senior capstone design courses. The specific objectives were to move engineering design to the freshman year, to have a team approach to problem solving, to ignite interest in freshmen about engineering with hands-on experience, and improve student retention. They wanted to initiate curriculum change, to couple freshman engineering design with computer science and humanities, to learn computer applications early in their career, and to learn to communicate both orally and in written reports early. The FED 101 Fundamentals of Engineering Design course was institutionalized at NJIT in 1994. It was offered to all first-time, full-time freshmen. It was one semester long, 6 hours, 2 credits. The three concurrent sequential projects that were given to the students were mechanical engineering required of all students for 14 weeks, included CAD, computer-aided design, and graphics, and the other three modules were chemical, civil and environmental, and electrical and computer engineering. Each of these modules was only 7 weeks long, and the students chose two of the three. Paired with humanities and social science course to teach the students communication skills. The interdisciplinary modules that were developed were biomedical engineering and electrical and computer engineering, developed the electrocardiographic device prep check, and an emergency medical service field radio. The mechanical engineering and electrical and computer engineering faculty got together and developed a module on a floppy disk drive of the computer and the heat sink of the CPU fan. The mechanical engineering and industrial and manufacturing engineering got together and they developed a module on the lawn sprinkler and a stepladder. The chemical engineering and civil and environmental engineering faculty began in the spring of 1996 and they developed the first module, the design and siting of a municipal landfill. In the fall of 1996, another module was developed, the design and siting of a municipal wastewater facility. In the spring of 1997, two modules were developed, the design, siting, and environmental analysis of a major connecting highway, and the design and siting of a hazardous substance manufacturing facility, and for this we picked the process of aspirin production. What I'd like to discuss are some of the details of the siting and process design of the municipal wastewater facility. The course was for 14 weeks. The class was 2 hours and 10 minutes. We worked in groups of four students. We had 16 to 20 students, and it varied. Students were also assigned to computer-aided design and the software applications class, 2 hours and 10 minutes long. And the course was also paired with the humanities course, which ran for 3 hours a week. The civil and environmental engineering faculty worked on the siting aspects of the municipal wastewater facility. With minimum guidance and independent research and making site visits, they discussed environmental restrictions, political restrictions, economic aspects of the site selection, and then we asked how are the students going to do this. They're all freshmen. They have no exposure or experience, and they need a lot of guidance. The solution was to develop workbooks to guide the students through the design. The workbook developed for the civil and environmental aspect of the course was the siting of the municipal wastewater facility. And I list here the table of contents of the workbook, which you can call me anytime and I can go over it with you. For the siting aspects of the municipal wastewater facility, each group isolated 3 to 5 possible sites where this facility could be located. They made a final choice of one, and 2 of the 4 groups recommended the same site. Others were different. The typical student recommendation from their report in the siting of a wastewater facility location, the location was Branchbrook Township, near the intersection of Old York Road and Route 202, minimum of 30 acres. They discussed the economic considerations, and location is cost effective and is better suitable for the task than the others. The social and political issues were discussed. It is not near a residential area. There are no historic landmarks, no municipality restrictions. The environmental issues, there are no wetlands near the site. The piping should be located under the plant units. The piping located under plant units should be encased in concrete. And the sewers crossing streams or near streams should be constructed of steel, reinforced concrete, or cast iron. The chemical engineering faculty focused on the process analysis of the wastewater facility. We discussed first the problem, then we had to select the process, then we had to make material balances on the process, and then we had to design and size the equipment needed for the wastewater facility and make a cost analysis of the equipment and plant for the So how were the students going to do this? Again, they were all freshmen with no exposure or experience and need guidance. And again, the solution was to develop a comprehensive workbook to guide the students through the design. And this workbook is the siting and process design of a municipal wastewater facility. And again, it shows the table of contents. The background was a field trip through the Passaic Valley Wastewater Treatment Facility in Newark, New Jersey. This wastewater treatment facility serves 100 square miles of northern New Jersey. It has a capacity of 330 million gallons of water per day. It serves 36 municipalities and 1.3 million people. It discharges its effluent into New York Harbor. It's a 156-acre site. It's the largest facility in the eastern United States, and it processes about one-fourth of all the wastewater in the state of New Jersey. The design basis was that it was to serve 45,000 households. It had to have an average of 3 people per household, 80 gallons per day per capita consumption, locate the plant in New Jersey, south branch of the Raritan River, Highway 202, Township of Branchburg. And the students were issued United States Geological Survey maps to aid them in finding these locations. The influent stream specification was a BOD of 350 milligrams per liter. The suspended solids in the stream was 250 milligrams per liter. And the effluent stream had to be treated, so the BOD was a maximum of 30 milligrams per liter, and the suspended solids were a maximum of 30 milligrams per liter. We took a typical wastewater treatment facility and greatly simplified it so that the students could gain the concepts of what's going on, and issued them a flow sheet shown here of the wastewater facility that they were to design. The students then made a material balance based on a design basis, and they determined the flow rates and the concentrations of each of the streams, suspended solids and BOD, for the entire 14 streams. They performed these material balances. Then they determined the number and the size of the various units needed. They performed the process cost calculations and included inflationary factors into the cost. The students' results for this study varied. The construction costs varied from the groups between $6 to $7.6 million, and the operating and maintenance costs ranged from $450,000 to $500,000 per year for the groups. The plant size was to be between 30 and 35 acres. Student evaluation of the course, where the students were impressed with the course. They enjoyed the experience very much. They enjoyed the team effort quite a bit. It was too much work, again, the common complaint. They disliked being forced to take a course in an area which was not their choice. This was a common complaint, but it was the nature of the way the course had to be structured at NJIT. We just couldn't give the students a choice of the discipline they intend to come into. So the students were randomly chosen by the Dean of Freshman Studies, and the students didn't like this at all. For acknowledgments, again, we'd like, for financial support and program development, like to thank the National Science Foundation Gateway Coalition, the State of New Jersey, and the New Jersey Institute of Technology. The authors also wish to extend their appreciation to all of their students over this entire period of time, without whose help these programs would not have been possible. If you need any additional information, please feel free to call me, Dr. Darren Hanessian, at the Otto H. York Department of Chemical Engineering, New Jersey Institute of Technology. My telephone number, 973-596-3597. My fax number is 973-596-8436. And my email address is hanessian@adm.njit.edu.